in the rest of the world if it's wars or kidnappings or crimes. This is a peaceful Sunday night with the Grateful Dead.
Hey everybody, this is Uncle John and you're listening to Dead Air here on WESU Middletown 88.1 FM. We are still in the Connecticut series. This is episode 17 and in the long run, this is show number 867. I'm glad to be here. I got a lot of good music for you, Connecticut based, and I even have a phone interview coming up with Paul Clark of the Paul Clark Project. I'm going to play a couple tunes from him. We're going to talk to him and all that good stuff. But without further ado, we are, of course, doing the Connecticut series, and where will we be without shows at the Oakdale? That's the words I'm trying to get out of my mouth here. I'm going to start things off with Further from March 8th of 2011 at the Oakdale. Here's Mississippi Half Step Uptown Toodaloo with Easy Wind. Enjoy.
Thank you.
Yeah, further from the Oakdale, March 8th of 2011, Mississippi Half Step Uptown Toodaloo, An Easy Wind, a good old pig pen tune. We got some more further coming up, but you are listening to Dead Air here on WESU Middletown 88.1 FM, streaming worldwide at WESUFM.org. Make sure you stay tuned. In a little bit, we are going to do a phone interview with Paul Clark of the Paul Clark Project. Pretty good stuff. Local artist really getting it out there. But we are going to spend a little more time with Further at the Oakdale. Again, this is March 8th of 2011. We are doing the Connecticut series. Here's, they're bouncing around a little bit, and I like this. Ruben Charisse, Dark Hollow, and a Rat Dog tune, Money for Gasoline. Spin that wheel. Whoops, something went wrong. Nope, sorry, here we go.
Was the afternoon of the Thank you.
for you. I'm Uncle John. You're listening to Dead Air with Uncle John here on WESU Middletown 88.1 FM, streaming worldwide at WESUFM.org. And we have coming up in just a little bit an interview with Paul Clark of the Paul Clark Project. He has a new CD out called Sown from the Same Seed. And here's the opening track from it. It's called Consciousness, and I hope you enjoy it. Whoop, what's going on there? There you go, Consciousness, as I was saying, and I hope you enjoy it. One of these days I'll get this right. Which is Consciousness from the Paul Clark Project. It was the opening track. They have their new album out, Sown from the Same Seed. Hey, Paul, can you hear me?
Yes, I can, John.
All right, let me tune you up just a little bit louder.
Okay.
There we go. How you doing, Paul?
I'm doing pretty well. Thanks so much for having me tonight.
Excellent. So we played your opening track, which is called Consciousness, and it's from your new album. It just came out called Sown of the Same Seeds. So tell me a little bit about yourself, how this came to be.
So, my name is Paul Clark, and I'm currently living in southeastern Connecticut. I am a singer, songwriter, guitarist, licensed clinical social worker, and mental health advocate. And my mission as a singer-songwriter is to promote mental wellness through the healing power of music.
Very, very cool. So one of the big things I'm always interested in, I'm not a musician, so, and if I was, I wouldn't even know how to answer this myself, but what inspired you to start playing music and making music? Who are your inspirations?
So thinking back, I started singing when I was about 5 years old in church choir. So that was my start, my first introduction to music, and it wasn't until I was in third grade, I had a friend come into music class one day, and he sat down at the piano before class started, and he started to play the opening chords to Jump by Van Halen. And I was dumbfounded. I was like, how does he know how to do this? And it completely blew me away as a third grader. And that afternoon I went home and I told my mom, I'm like, I want to take piano lessons. And that was really when I think the first time I fell in love with music. And later I would start playing saxophone in middle school, and my band teacher was Bill Rhodes, who was Randy Rhodes' father from Ozzy Osbourne. He's a music teacher in my school for 3 years. So from there, it kind of planted the seed for music for me. And I've been playing off and on ever since.
Well, that's cool. So, I assume it's your singer, guitar. Are there any other instruments that you play?
So, I started playing guitar when I was 16. And at the time, I was not really playing too much. I was a basketball player and ended up playing college basketball, so that was kind of a big focus for me. But I bought my first guitar when I was 16 and just kind of brought it with me over the years, eventually picking it up more seriously my senior year in college. And that's when I started to dedicate a lot of time to learning how to play and learning how to write.
And tell me about the process when you started writing and recording for your latest record.
So, for a song from the same seed, some of the songs that I had on the album were songs that I wrote, some time ago. And there were a couple songs like Sacred Friend that I had a couple ideas for, I had some melodies for, and I ended up, writing that track in the studio. Typically for me, I will get it. I don't, like for this album, I didn't go to the studio and I didn't write everything, like in a week at the studio.
Right.
Typically, the way that my creative process is, I'll come up with a melody, or come up with a chord progression, or come up with lyrics, and depending on what I come up with first, that will give way to the songwriting process. Every songwriter, I think, writes differently. And I don't have one formula that I use every single time. My songwriting process is different from song to song.
Well, that's cool. And how long did it take you to put all this together before you felt it was ready for prime time?
So we started recording Song from the Same Seed in May of 2019. And we were really just working in the studio part time. We were doing really well time wise up until COVID hit in March of 2020. And then the project sat for 6 months. We didn't touch, we didn't do anything for 6 months just because we couldn't get into the studio. So the whole process was a little longer than expected. But we finished mixing, and then mastering was completed in May of 2022. So it's kind of stretched out over 3 years.
Well, that is pretty cool. So I assume with the time you've put in and your exposure, you've spoken to other musicians who may have been doing this longer. What would you say is the best advice a fellow musician has given you that ends up being something that you're glad you took that advice?
I think the best advice really is to keep going, you know, and to not give up. I know a lot of people, I know friends that I have or people that I know from over the years who have music degrees, and they're not playing music now. You know, for me, I'm a self-taught guitarist. I played music when I was younger, but took a little bit of a break, you know, like in high school, and didn't study music in college. But it's something that I still do every single day. And, there have been periods of time working on this last album where I was like, I don't even know if it's worth it right now to keep going, because, you know, it's either taking so long or, you know, COVID was completely unexpected. So that was a little bit of an interference, but I'm glad that I continue to make music today. And I'm glad that I have not given up over the years.
Well, I am too. And you say you continue. What's next on the horizon for you? More songwriting? Are you planning on possibly doing any shows, taking this anywhere on a stage?
So we have been playing some local shows in southeastern Connecticut, mostly kind of small-scale stuff, farmers markets. We played Whitegate Farm in East Lyme in June, which is kind of like a little bit of a farm fest that they have on Saturdays. My goal is to keep writing and to keep recording. I do have a lot of unreleased material that I'd like to get back in the studio soon at some point after this project is finished up. We're still doing some marketing for Sown from the Same Seed, which will probably be going on for the next couple of months, and then it'll be off to the next project. I do have a lot of unreleased material that I want to get in the studio to get that out, and my goal is to start playing small colleges and universities and doing some work with the grassroots initiative that I have, Sing Above the Stigma. And that kind of ties into what I'd like to do with promoting mental wellness through the healing power of music. So bringing that to college students.
And that is a noble cause. Paul, any last, I guess we should point out that you do have a website. I can't believe we went this far. I should have talked about that at the beginning, too. If you're interested in Paul Clark's work, go to thepaulclarkproject.com. Do you have anything last you want to say to the listeners before we go on to one more track from your new record, Paul?
I hope everybody's doing well tonight and staying safe and enjoying the summertime here. And thank you so much, John, for having me, and thanks for being a resource over the years, and thanks for what you do also.
Well, Paul, I appreciate you as well. Ladies and gentlemen, this was Paul Clark. Thank you, Paul. I'm going to pot you down real quick. We have one more track from his new CD, Sown from the Same Seed. The name of the track is called Peace of Mind, and this is the Paul Clark Project. I hope you enjoy.
time. Respect one another, feel fine, be kind. Love one another, peace of mind, soul shine. Mind and body takes flight when the heart and soul align. Breath of life continues to follow the bloodline. One part vital sign, one part cloud nine. One part sublime, one part divine. And we all one day will be. The thoughts that we have and the visions that we see. And we all can live individually. As a collective with humility. And civility.
Peace of Mind by the Paul Clark Project. Thank you very much, Paul Clark, for spending a little time telling me about your stuff. And we did a lot of talking off the air, and Paul's got a huge love for the Grateful Dead. That's how we got hooked up, just by the way. It didn't come out of thin air. I'm Uncle John. You are listening to Dead Air with Uncle John here on WESU Middletown, 88.1 FM. We are episode 17 into the Connecticut series. In grand total, this is show number 867. Again, that was the Paul Clark Project. You can check him out at thepaulclarkproject.com. Has a new seed, He has a new CD out called Sown from the Same Seed. Great music, positive message. He truly believes in the healing power of music, and heck, a lot of us deadheads know exactly what that's all about. So we're done with further. You're welcome. We are now moving on to April 4th of 1988 at the Hartford Civic Center. Good times. Brent's in a great mood. Never trust a woman.
good times. Sometimes I make up, sometimes I make up for when I'm not feeling well. What the hell?
try to see a little further. They love each other. Lord, you can see that it's true. 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 And your father to your sister, he explains that you're tired of yourself and all of your creations. Won't you come see me, Queen Jane? Won't you come see me, Queen Jane? Now when all the flower ladies want back what they have lent you, and the smell of their roses does not remain, when even your children, they all start to resent you, won't you come see me, Queen Jane? Won't you come and see me, Queen Jane? that you turn your other cheek to. All throw down their bandanas and complain. Maybe you want someone you don't have to speak to. Won't you come and see me, Queen Jane? Won't you come and see me, Queen Jane? See me, Queen Jane. Won't you come and see me, Queen
end, there's still that song. It all rolls into one. And nothing comes for free. There's nothing you can hold for very long.
That was just, for me, Stella Blue. I'm Uncle John. You've been listening to Dead Air with Uncle John here on WESU Middletown, 88.1 FM. Last night was fun. Went to see Government Mule and OTO and Friends and the Dirty, I guess, Half Dozen Brass Band down at the Westville Music Bowl. Good show, good show. A lot of fun out with friends and stuff. A little out of my comfort zone, and so it felt good to get out and actually get through it all. So it's doing good. So I'm going to keep the music going, but this is it for me tonight, and I'll be happy to see y'all next week live. Again, big thanks to Paul Clark of the Paul Clark Project, also to be found at thepaulclarkproject.com. Got a cool new record. In the meantime, we're going to play just a little bit more of the good old Grateful Dead from April 4th of 1988. I love this Bob Dylan song. Stuck Inside a Mobile with the Memphis Blues again. And I cannot wait to see you next week. Have a good week. Stay cool.
Your circles up and down the block. I'd ask him what's the matter, but I know he don't talk. And the ladies treat me kindly, and they furnish me with tape. But deep inside my heart, I know I can't escape. Shakespeare, he's in the alley with his pointy shoes and bells, speaking with some French girl who says she knows me well. And me, I would send a message to find out if she talked, but the post office has been stolen, the mailbox is locked. Oh, Mama, stuck inside a mobile and the Memphis Blues again. Now Mona, she tried to warn me, stay away from the railroad line. She says, old railroad man, you just drink up your blood like wine. And I said, oh, I didn't know that. But then again, there's only one I've met, and he just smoked my eyelids and punched my cigarette. Oh, oh my goodness, it's really needing to be stuck inside. Last week, and they buried him in the rocks. Everyone still talks about how badly they're shocked. But me, I expected it to happen. I knew he lost control when he built a fire on Main Street and he shot it from a hole. Senator, he come down here, showing everyone his gun, handing out free tickets to the wedding of his son. And me, I nearly got busted. And wouldn't it be my luck to be caught without a ticket, stabbing beneath a truck. There's a lady in the air who's been stuck inside a woman in Memphis blues again. Now the preacher, he looked so baffled when I asked him why he dressed with 20 pounds of headlines stapled to his chest. And he cursed me when I proved it to him. And then I whispered, not even you can hide. You see, you're just like me. And I hope you're satisfied. Another rain man gave me two cures, and then he said, jump right in. One was Texas medicine, the other just railroad gin. And like a fool, I mixed them, and it strangled up my mind. Now people just get uglier, and I got no sense of time. Now Ruthie says, come see her in her honky-tonk lagoon, where I can watch her walls for free beneath the Panamanian moon. And I said, oh, come on now, you know about my debutante. Debutante just knows what you need, and I know what you want. Bricks lay on Grand Street where the neon madmen climb. They all lay there so perfectly, and it all seems so well timed. And me, I sit here so patiently, trying to find out what price you have to pay to get out of going through all these things twice.